Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for Unfiltered Talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I said the most sensitive, defensive Detroit athlete towards fan criticism and boos. And I said, since, dot, dot, dot. And then I didn't give the answer. We went to break and then I come back. Just off the top of my head, he always did, and it was shorter time frame, but Joe Nathan, the closer for the Tigers.
100%.
Yeah. I mean, everything, he heard and felt everything. And then they would both go through phases. Joe Nathan did, and Ebron did too, where tried to make up, like would talk very, you know, introspectively, reflectively about, you know, I just want to try to do what I can. And I, you know, I'm willing. But then it would, as soon as some more boos or something bad happened, then, oh, I don't need to be here, or the heck with it. And now that he's gone to Indianapolis, I don't know if you would say he's unloading per se, but he is allowed
to pipe back.
Yes, he is allowed. If you're getting black. Now, I don't, because I would never get. I think it's a waste of time to get into piddling matches, but he certainly is allowed to, and especially since he's left town. I guess he has nothing to lose with Lions fans, right?
Yeah, the Joe Nathan thing was always a little bit more perplexing, though, just because Eric Ebron is a young, relatively immature guy. Joe Nathan was an unbelievably accomplished closer in Major League Baseball who handled the Tigers for many, many years, obviously with the Minnesota Twins. Why would any of the booze, why would any of that bother you if you're Joe Nathan,
a 40-year-old
man? Because
he'd never experienced it before. He had never experienced it.
Whereas, I guess.
Whereas Ebron, you're right. I mean, young guy, immature,
grew up
drafted
in the social
too high.
Media area, millennial.
Damn millennials. And your take is, and again, I'm
it's
not going to say it's a
no,
little
it
bit soft. But,
no.
but I get what you're saying. Bogey's saying that in some ways he sort of feels bad or feels sorry for Ebron. And I mean, it was... Can we literally say this? You know, we say it sometimes, but we don't really mean it. Eric Ebron might be one of those cases where the fans literally did run him out of town. Because I think the Lions, and I'm not saying the Lions, oh no, we have to let him go, release him because of the fan. But I think that played a factor that it just wasn't worth, because they know it affected him.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not they didn't care if the... If it's affecting the player on the field and how he feels about himself, then you do have to move on.
Yeah, and look, the phone number is 248-539-9797. There's a lot of ticket text at 97136. All I'm saying is there were a lot of things that Eric Ebron, you know, could control, okay? He could have caught more passes. He could have caught more touchdowns. He could have been a bigger difference maker. He could have improved his blocking skills. Absolutely, there's no doubt about it. He never could have lived up to the hype of being the number 10 overall pick in the NFL draft. He couldn't make up for the fact that the Lions, once again, when tight ends weren't ever taken in the first round, they took another one within a couple of years span following up the Brandon Pettigrew pick, you know, obviously from a couple of years prior, which fans absolutely hated. That wasn't his fault. There were some things that he wasn't going to be able to avoid. And I get he could have gone out there and he could have been an all pro. He could have been the next Jimmy Graham, whatever. But you were still never going to be satisfied with Eric Ebron based on where he was selected and based on the fact that this team drafted him
if he did
in
become,
the first round.
If he did become the next Jimmy Graham, you might have gotten over it, or the next Gronk, which was unrealistic. But
exactly.
Although he was drafted higher than either one of them were. That's why people had those expectations.
And I feel like that's on the Lions, though. And
it's on the Lions.
Where would Ebron really have been taken if the Lions didn't take him at number 10 overall?
He would have been taken in the first round. Certainly, he would have, for sure.
Certainly would have been a lot later than number 10.
All right.
All I'm saying, a little part of me feels kind of bad for the dude. That's all. 248-539-9797.
Little toe or your left ear?
There's a lot of little things.
Oh, boy. Before we go to the phones at 248-539-9797, some ticket text here, 97136. And you're getting some support, but not a ton.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm going to fire back at all these people doubting me and criticizing me.
Ticket texter writes, I feel bad for you, Kyle, for feeling bad for a bum like that. It's clear being on social media was more important than playing football. Ebron soft. Good riddance. Next one. Bogey, I agree. Okay, that'll almost never get you read, but I'll read this one.
Yep, keep going.
I feel bad for Ebron as well, but I also can't ignore the fact that he for sure didn't do anything to help the cause. It's clear he needs someone on his side to protect himself from himself, Kevin and Clarkston. See, that's my point. Yes, he was set up to fail or, I don't know, doomed. You're never doomed. You do have your own fate. But he did make it worse. Like, what if they took somebody without his personality and immaturity, but took him too high, but that person might have been able to handle it a little bit better, you know? It was like the perfect storm. Taken too high, given a role that was overseen, you know, the hybrid tight end who can stretch the field right down the middle. There he goes. And too immature to handle it.
Fair enough. It's just, to me, I think you come here to the Lions and you don't necessarily have an understanding of the suffering that this fan base has endured, that this city has endured with the Detroit Lions. And you couple that again with the fact that they did take a tight end a couple of years prior and Brandon Pettigrew was a total bust. You can't take a tight end at number 10 overall unless he's going to be a stud. And that's why I say, like, if he wasn't going to be, or even if he was close to a guy like Jimmy Graham, I still think people wouldn't like him because they would point to the mistakes as opposed to the production.
I think you're half right. I think people were willing to give him a chance until he spouted off a few. Until
he
spouted
had
off
a chance,
a few times. No, there was a couple when he got on a roll, a couple of rolls, a couple of big games, and didn't drop the ball. And then he would just sort of spout off, not maliciously, just whinily.
But again, if I feel like that's because fans had unrealistic expectations for him, and always, anytime you brought up Eric Ebron's name, it was doing a negative connotation.
Yeah.
Every single time. His entire career.
Well, mostly from you, probably.
Let's go to Bill in Dearborn. I was very negative about him. You're on 97 on the ticket, and I feel terrible. What's up, Bill?
hey, guys. How's it going?
Hello, good. William.
All right. Well, you know, this is really going to be for Mike. I wanted to stir the pot, you know, have him hang up on me. But, yeah, just a couple points. So, I mean, hey, you guys were right. He never got a fair shake due to where he was picked. He was trending upwards, in my opinion. Woj, I still think he is a hybrid athlete. You know, I mean, we're looking at probably a career year, and with a healthy luck, we're talking Pro Bowl, boys.
Oh, boy. Oh, wait, let's... Yeah. There, that's what he wanted, right?
Bill got what he wanted.
See, I didn't even do it right. Mike does it in mid-sentence so you can tell that you hung up on him. I waited till the guy paused and just did it, and it has no effect.
That's the difference between you and Mike, though. You're a total candy ass, and you're way too polite.
I'm trying.
Okay, now we're going.
I'm sorry, William, for doing that. I won't do that again.
All right, okay.
But there is going to be some element of that. Pete, you watch this year that people think, oh, boy. And he did have some good games down the stretch, the last four or five games last year. I mean, he went from, obviously, they're not going to keep him to, oh, they're probably going to keep him now. And then we were mildly surprised they didn't keep him, mildly.
I was more surprised that they couldn't find any kind of trade for him. That's it.
Right.
But I love the strong move by the Lions to just go, yeah, you're out of here.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
You get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
and give us your Twitter feedback, please.
Yes, and make sure you go on the gram and you know, point out.
That's the Instagram, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You're not on Instagram?
I should probably get on that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We need your face on Instagram.
Ew.
Everyone
need
does.
My face anywhere, please.
You know what? That's a good point. I don't know if it would fit.
Oof.
You have to change the settings on your Instagram. 248-539-9797. Take a text. Is at 97136. We can get back to the phones. Got a Bob Quinn question on Lions free agency. We can do that coming up in five. But look, do you kind of at this point feel like Eric Ebron was set up to fail? No matter what he did, it didn't matter. He couldn't overcome the fact that he was taken number 10 overall. I kind of feel a little bit bad. That's all.
I feel bad that you feel bad.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? a rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.